Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
I celebrate me from Inga Rose. Ladies, it's time to celebrate you if you're not doing that. So now tonight I have the privilege to have and put the spotlight. I came up with the Power Hour Spotlight Quiz tonight for Chanel. Chanel on the line. Goedenavond of goedenavond of goedendavond?
Goedenavond.
And how are you doing?
Dat gaan goed.
Gaan dit goed?
Yeah.
So Chanel, thank you. Thank you. I was going to bring you on later in this month, but you said yes, and that's what I love about women. They stand up and they say yes. So I'm going to go right into it. You have no idea what I'm going to ask you tonight, so let's just go with it. So it's going to be a quiz. Okay. So
okay.
I'm going to start easy with you. Chanel, what's one thing about the Netherlands that shocked you the most when you arrived? You have one of four options. The weather, the food, the language, the lifestyle. And tell me why.
I suppose the lifestyle. A lot of the places that I got to, it was quite dirty.
Really?
Yeah, not everywhere, but the specific, they have robots, obviously, that cleans the roads and stuff, but it does, it's interesting how people will drink in the roads and throw stuff, so it was just a bit of a different shock because, we don't really see that as much.
Wow, that's interesting. So let's move along to the second one, true or real. So you decide. I moved countries at 35 and had zero fear. Now, listen, was that really the case or is there a story behind the strength?
No, that was false. Seriously, I think nobody wants to up and their whole lives, especially from everything they know. But obviously, there was a lot of pull factors, as we put it, and there was a lot of reasons for making or taking this next step. It wasn't an easy decision, but I believe that it's the best next step for me and my family.
Okay. So it was a pull factor. So let's go to the third one. You got to fill in the blank with one of these three. Okay, one of the four. So your options is strength. Is there a radio that's on perhaps?
No.
Oh, because there's some sound at the back.
No, I'm sorry. I'm in a lobby.
Okay. So your options is strength. One, brave, or independent, or something else. So you got to fill it in with one of those. So leaving home taught me that I am more space
brave
than I imagined.
Brave.
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 Mm. Number four. Quick fire round. Answer the first thing that comes to mind. Coffee or tea?
Excuse me?
The first thing that comes to mind. It's a quick fire round. So, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
City life or quiet life?
Quiet life.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
South Africa or Netherlands? Hey, no pressure there. Eh?
South Africa.
Really?
So, my home is all South Africa. I don't think that will ever change. But it doesn't mean that I won't take opportunity that is granted right now, and that's what we're doing at this point in time.
Wonderful. So, let's move on to number six, proud moment alert. Since moving, what is one thing that made you stop and say, wow, I'm really doing this?
I don't know, when I was in the plane, it was obvious. Yeah, no, I suppose when I was actually in the plane, I was like, okay, it's happening.
Okay. I think I remember when I was with you, you actually said it on another occasion.
Oh, yeah, I suppose there was, like, but I think, like, it really hit when I was on the plane. Okay. But, yes, there was a time before.
Yeah, I think when the packing started for real.
Yes, I think the packing as well. But I suppose, like, when you're on the plane, then you can't turn back.
Okay.
So
true, eh? So, number seven. Number seven is a Mythbuster time. People think immigrating is all glamour and excitement. What's the truth no one talks about?
That's a lot of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork?
Yeah, that's the truth. A lot of paperwork.
And can one add there to the paperwork a little suitcases?
A lot of suitcases too, yes.
A lot or a little?
But like, it's relative. It's a little in the sense of how much stuff you have. But I mean, it's still a lot when you're traveling with that suitcases.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Technically when you're traveling, but if you are relocating to another country and you're packing up 35 years, then how many suitcases was your life going into?
Two big bags, 23 liters, one 8 liter, and one 4 kg. Yeah.
So that was your life.
Oh, not liters, sorry. I mean, 23 kgs, one 8 kg, and one 4 kg.
Ah. So, let's move on. Number 8, who is Chanel today? If you had to describe the woman you are now in 3 words, what would they be?
Resilient, amazing, and... I'm being very considerate about my 3rd word, so considerate.
Remember, this is a quiz.
Yes, that's my 3 words.
What did you say? Resilient, amazing?
Resilient, amazing, and considerate.
And considerate. So, number 9. Before we end off this number 10, I just want to say, anyone tuning in tonight, this will be on a podcast, on the Casey app, on all the app stores that you can get. So, advice to other women, for any woman listening tonight, thinking about starting over, what would you say to her?
You got this. Yeah, that's the big thing I can say, because I'm not in these shoes. I don't know what they have to consider. But all I can tell them is, you got this. Whatever you decide, whatever you do, you got this.
You got this, ladies. You got this. So, Chanel, final question. I think it's the final one. What? Because I'm allowed to change my mind. It's Women's Month, hey?
Yeah.
So, okay, final power hour question to you. What does being a strong woman mean to you right now in this season of your life?
I think it means being adaptable. We sometimes think being strong means you have to put up a strong face, you have to do everything by yourself, but it's like when you make decisions, it's being okay with, you know, changing your mind if need be, being adaptable as things comes along. I think that is a very strong character to have when you're not right, to be like, oh, okay, I didn't maybe make the best decision, but move forward. So I think being adaptable is one of those, you be strong as a woman.
Okay, last but not least, that was advice, that was a quiz. From the heart, to anyone taking big steps, big leaps in their life, anyone out there, just in one short sentence, what would you say? Where do you start?
Where do you start?
What would you say to that person? Stuck.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
There you go. We got it. We got, you got this. And then we got
you. Got you, this and just do it.
And just do it. And celebrate yourself.
No, 100%. So, yeah, you got this. Just do it and adapt as it comes. That's all you can do.
And on that note, I want to say, Dankeschön. Is it recht?
No, dankjewel.
Okay. Say again. Come, you. Dankjewel.
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 Doei.
So ek wil sê dankjewel. Geniet jou aand verder, jou aand dan verder. And thank you for coming on the show on such short notice tonight and for going for the quiz.
No problem. And now I'm going to say bye.
Bye.
So doei.
Doei. Lekker aand. Bye.
Okay, bye.